KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 45 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies for the balance of the day with a high around 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN Local and State News. Atlantic City Administrator John Lund Wednesday evening told the City Council that he recently received a renewal notice for the city employee health insurance. He said the rate of 8.74% was quoted. Lund said city administration has been working with their broker at Cottingham and Butler and received alternative quotes, including one from Iowa Community Trust, which would lower that rate 4%.
For a lot of years, Atlantic just offered a single plan and a family plan. And then in 2017, we switched and family plan was then broken into three different types of categories based on whether it was an employee spouse, employee child, or employee spouse and child. And so we'd be shifting back to just the single and the family plans again, and trying to find a way to make sure some of the initial numbers on that change would have had some employees getting much less increases than others. And so I'm just going to try and work that out.
Lund said that they joined the trust, they would become the 13th employer to join the city-county pool in the non-binding agreement. He said the city's renewal date is July 1st, and in the interim, they'll explore the matter further and issue a report at a later date. In other business, the council, by a vote of 6-1, with councilperson Kathy Summers, the lone nay vote, decided to sell the city-owned property at 602 Spruce Street to Thomas Gaines for the assessed value of $5,350. They set May 15th as the date for a public hearing on amending the fiscal year 2019 budget. John Lund said they'll be calculating that over the next couple of weeks and that there are some significant changes. In the council committee reports, Councilperson Summers said the Personnel and Finance Committee met Tuesday. One of the topics they discussed was the options for the Atlantic Senior Center.
And we had a split decision. Two of us were in favor of selling it, putting it up for bid, and taking the highest offer, and one of us was opposed to that. So that's going to be up for the council to decide upon at a later date.
And in fact, the matter will come before the council during their next regular meeting on May 15th. Governor Kim Reynolds Wednesday approved the outline for a children's mental health system in Iowa.
Today marks a major milestone for mental health in our state.
Reynolds spoke to a large crowd in the Statehouse Rotunda moments before she signed the bill into law.
Big things happen when people come together for the common good.
The bill establishes a new 24-hour hotline parents may call to find mental health services for their child. It creates a new state board to oversee development of more options for children who need mental health care. It also serves as the starting point for finding new ways to finance that system.
By signing this legislation into law, we are lifting up Iowa's young people by standing beside those who love them.
She credited a determined group of advocates for shattering misconceptions about mental illness and lobbying for action.
And this was especially true for Mary Neubauer and Larry. Through your love for Sergey and by continuously sharing his story and being his voice, you ensured his memory lives on through others.
Sergey Neubauer committed suicide in September of 2017. His parents weren't expecting the governor's comments.
To think of the impact of this little boy from Russia and everything that his life will have accomplished, even though it was only 18 years long, is a beautiful thing.
Sergey moved from a Russian orphanage to Iowa when Neubauer and her husband Larry Loss accepted him in 2009.
Thanks to all of the other families across this state who told their story, and hopefully they felt safe in telling their story because we told ours, because we do have to tell our stories. All of us do. And when we do that and when we speak up, then things can happen. And I think this is a good indication where the citizens of the state of Iowa had a story to tell. They reached out to their legislators, they told it, and action is occurring because of it.
Governor Reynolds told reporters she's likely to sign another related bill that lets counties build up cash reserves in order to finance expansion of mental health service. Well, Council Bluffs police are asking for help in locating a 15-year-old missing juvenile, Gabriela Gonzalez. All known leads have been exhausted. Gabriela has been missing since March 28th at around 6:40 p.m. She's believed to be in the Council Bluffs, Omaha metro area. The girl has been part of social media posts, so she's not believed to be endangered. She's described as being a white female, 5 feet 4 inches tall, 150 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. And Gabriella may now have a tattoo on her right index finger. You can see a picture of her on the news page under this same story. You're asked to call 911 if you see that girl, or contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigations Division at 712-328-4728 with any information that will assist them in locating her. In an update to our previous reports, the Council Bluffs Police Department said detectives have located and spoken to a person of interest in connection with the January 2019 murder of Adam Angroth of Council Bluffs. Authorities said due to her being considered a witness in the case, they will not release her name at this time. She had previously been referred to, though, as having the nickname ZZ. The woman was thought of to have valuable information regarding the murder of Angroth. She's believed to be a known associate of Liam Steck, who is currently being held and charged with murder in the first degree. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County report three prisoners at out-of-state jails were transported to the Pott County Jail on Tuesday to answer to local charges. 37-year-old Mandy Jonke of Council Bluffs was picked up from the Douglas County, Nebraska jail on a Pott County warrant for violation of probation. 28-year-old Darnell Ballard of Omaha was also transported from Douglas County to the Pott County Jail on a Pott County warrant charging him with criminal mischief in the third degree, causing property damage or vandalism, ranging from $500 to $1,000. His bond was set at $2,000. 29-year-old Austin Stites of Comanche was transported from the Rock Island, Illinois jail to the Pott County Jail on Tuesday for a Pott County warrant on violation of probation. And 27-year-old Anthony Scott of Blair, Nebraska, who was being held in the Pott County Jail, was presented with a warrant Tuesday out of Douglas County, Nebraska, for being a fugitive from justice. He remains held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on a $10,000 bond on felony theft in the first degree, possession of stolen property charge. Scott was also being held for Douglas County, Nebraska authorities. Glenwood police report yesterday there have been three arrests so far this week. On Monday, 48-year-old Richard Ty of Glenwood was arrested for driving while suspended. On Tuesday, 19-year-old Logan Harding of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear in court. And 21-year-old Corey Ehlers of Silver City was arrested Tuesday for OWI, first offense. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that 32-year-old Tricia Breanne Moffitt of Creston was arrested late Tuesday morning at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Moffitt was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for failure to appear and serve jail time. She was being held without bond in the Adams County Jail on behalf of Union County. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a man who punched a casino slot machine in Sioux City has been told to pay a $625 fine and cover the damage he caused. 52-year-old Tommy Goldberg pleaded guilty Wednesday to criminal mischief. A judge sentenced Goldberg to 6 days in jail, but credited him with 6 days already served. The judge also ordered him to pay $1,050 to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Authorities say a security supervisor reviewing surveillance video saw Goldberg playing the machine on January 7th and pressing a button on the touch screen several times. The video showed Goldberg becoming frustrated and punching the screen. The Iowa Department of Public Safety's Criminal Investigation Division is warning of a scam targeting citizens by misrepresenting the staff of the department. The DCI has received reports from citizens that scammers are posing as employees of the, quote, Iowa State Police. The callers are claiming there is a warrant issued out of the state for the citizen, and they have further advised to clear the warrant they need to send money through an online account such as Google Play account. Citizens are reporting that they've received multiple calls from the same 712 area code number. If the citizen does not answer or hangs up on the initial call, a secondary call is being reported as coming from 911, where the callers are verbally aggressive, claiming that they are with the police and that they have a warrant for your arrest. If you receive a phone call similar to that I've mentioned, you're asked to contact your local law enforcement agency and the Iowa Attorney General's office hotline at 515-281-5526 or toll free at 888-777-4590. And officials have provided some helpful tips to prevent you from being targeted by fraudulent calls. They say if you get a call from someone who claims they're collecting money on behalf of the DPS, even if a caller ID device shows the DPS, you are to hang up. The Department of Public Safety does not demand immediate payment via prepaid credit cards, debit cards, or online accounts. Also, do not provide or confirm any personal information or financial information to anyone who calls. That is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.